The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Michelle Berkland about complementary and alternative medicine research in neuroscience. There's a cool one. She is a doctoral candidate at Bastyr University. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week is a fun question to you, our listeners. Let me ask you about good fats and bad fats. Is this true or false? As long as we're eating good fats, like the kind from avocados or almonds, can we eat as much as we want? Well, actually, no, we can't. We really need to watch how much fats we intake, no matter what kind. The best are monounsaturated and polyunsaturated to help reduce cholesterol and lower risk of heart disease and stroke. And those are included in such things as avocados, olive oil, almonds. But really, because there are 9 calories in every gram of fat, generally they have twice, the fats have twice the density of proteins and carbs. So we have to be kind of careful of that. We need 30% of our total calories from fat and no more. So if you're thinking about almonds, it's only 12 or 14 that cut the bill. Not like the tube of almonds that are candied and sugared and dipped in, I don't know what, carbohydrate, little tubes that you can get at the fairs and the festivals. And yep, I buy them every time and eat them all every time. Only 12. Remember, mono and polyunsaturates are good. Avocados, almonds, oils like canola and olive are very healthy and should be added to your diet. But watch out for the calories. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Michelle Berkland is a doctoral candidate in the naturopathic program at Bastyr University. She's had 10 years of research in natural brain functions, mostly looking at supplements. And we're going to talk a little bit about that experience tonight. And welcome, Michelle, to Your Holistic
Health.
Thank
you. Thanks for having me.
Well, when we talk about the brain, most people, I would guess, are interested in memory, and they're interested in doing something about their depression or both. Mm-hmm. Those are the most common questions I get asked anyway. The brain is amazing. It contains 100 billion neurons. That's just that fact alone is just mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
And it also contains 100 trillion synapses. So it sounds like we can do a lot of thinking. We probably don't use but a third of our brain, but it's easy to expand because of a concept called plasticity. So we all should be exercising that brain throughout life, just like we exercise muscles. Tell us, Michelle, how did you first get started in this incredible field?
That is a very good question. I found myself studying neuroscience 10 years ago because my father was diagnosed with a glioblastoma, and that is a stage 4 highly aggressive brain tumor. at the time, I was actually finishing up my MBA and planning on a career in finance, and I kind of came into studying natural treatments more out of desperation. Conventional doctors gave him 3 months to live with chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. So kind of at that time, I didn't have too much knowledge on the science side, but I dug into a whole bunch of research trying to find ways to fight tumor growth and to also preserve his body and preserve his neurological function. So I decided to do a second undergraduate degree in pre-med and then really thought about, did I want to pursue the conventional route and go into neurology? Or did I want to kind of go into a field that I'm creating my own path, but there's such a huge need for brain support to increase memory and to help fight a lot of these neurodegenerative diseases. So I decided to enroll into Bastyr University, which is a naturopathic medical program, and pursue that field, but focus more on neurology. And so my father is alive today with a 1% chance of living 10 years, and I attribute most of that to a lot of the natural protocols that I integrated during his treatment plan to help fight the tumor growth and preserve his brain function.
What a wonderful daughter and what a wonderful health professional you are, and a great steward of the gifts and talents that God is giving to you and has given to you. And I'm going to just have to rejoice with you with a word of scripture from Psalm 145:7. And I quote, "They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness." Very fitting. And congratulations to you and your dad. I'm sure that his journey is not over yet.
No, definitely not.
Well, what are some of the, let's talk about some of the complementary and alternative modalities that are sort of at the high level being explored in this incredibly vast field of neuroscience. And there are so many elements to it. I don't really want to get into all the details because it's, pun intended, mind-boggling. But let's talk about some of your experience in the supplements. What have you looked at over the years?
Well, lately I've been very involved in mitochondrial health of the brain. And the mitochondria in the brain is responsible for converting the oxygens and nutrients into usable energy. And a lot of neurodegenerative diseases can be linked to impaired mitochondrial function. So certain supplements that can help aid with that could be CoQ10 or vitamin E, curcumin, which comes from the spice of turmeric, or melatonin, L-carnitine, or vitamin B6. And there's also quite a bit of different plants I've been interested in studying for their neuroprotective effects. The plant that I'm most interested in right now is ashwagandha. And there's been a lot of different animal studies that have been proven that it can actually extend the length of dendrites and has neuroprotective properties. And so if there is somebody who has a traumatic brain injury and the cells are unable to communicate the information to another part of the brain, ashwagandha could potentially be used to extend those dendrites and increase the communication pathways.
Well, you know, there are a lot of, I think, commonalities in life, and one that you have once again, for many of us, underscored is the entanglement of antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, either nutritional strategies or supplement strategies or just, you know, mechanisms of action at a very, important level, starting in the brain. Certainly, what you have just shared falls into those categories. And with the addition of some proteins, how interesting that inflammation in the brain may sort of, I won't say use the word be reversed, because some of these, as you mentioned, are just animal studies or in the test tube at this point. We don't have enough information about dosing. But I think that the body of literature that evolves in terms of expanding memory or, you know, extending health and wellness has to, at the foundation, have those two components. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. And we're at such an exciting time, too, because we're discovering how neuroplastic the brain is and how it can adapt to injuries and traumas, and the theory that certain areas of the brain are only allocated to certain functions have been changing. And it's a pretty amazing time to see what we can do with natural medicine and to see the power of the brain.
Absolutely. And just to continue on, so resveratrol and vitamin D are two more I want to mention, supplements that have been in the test tube looked upon in Alzheimer's patients, and both for their neuroprotective effects. So I think that, you know, the whole world is worried about Alzheimer's. And in fact, because so many of us are living longer, perhaps that tendency is in all of us to a certain degree. We may do well to look at our nutrition and make sure that we have a foundation or a good habit of continuing to add antioxidants and anti-inflammatories in our foods. And we'll stay tuned for the research in the literature with regard to supplements as the doses and the studies evolve. Well, let's talk about stress before we go to break. And let's talk about oxidative stress in particular, as it's different from physical stress, because that's, you know, both of those concepts are out in the literature. And I'm really looking for what should we be doing, in your professional opinion, to de-stress or to sort of remove some of the reactive oxygen species, not all of which are bad, but some of which require some intervention in life.
Definitely. And there's no question that mind and body and emotions are all linked together. And so how we are doing on an emotional level can directly affect our physical body and increase our oxidative stress. And so simple things to lay the foundation for our health is establishing a healthy lifestyle and getting in a routine of meditation or breath work to relax your body and just kind of focus on what's going on at that moment and releasing all the stress, which can also decrease your cortisol levels, your stress hormone, and decrease your blood pressure along with that. And different visualization techniques can also promote healing and decrease the overall load of stress on the body.
All right, that's great. And that sounds very important. How seriously should we take all of this? I mean, these are very fundamental, I think, tips or interventions, and they don't necessarily cost anything. But does the body tell us when we've tipped over the balance of oxygen-free radicals or, you know, too much cortisol? How do we know that we've sort of gone over the deep end? Or do we?
Right. And that's a good question. When the body is going through more stress, you might notice that you're getting sick more often because your immune system could be lower. Or if you're secreting more stress hormones, you could notice possibly an increase in body fat in the stomach area, or just certain things. Or maybe you're not sleeping right. Like some of the key foundations to health, just addressing overall lifestyle and making sure that you're balanced in all areas of your life can definitely be the biggest improvement of all in your health and focusing on that stress. But yeah, stress can come out in many different ways, and it definitely affects the immune system and our emotional states too, and just kind of how we notice we behave to others during that time, or if we're more irritated. There's a lot of different ways we can listen to our body and kind of be aware of when we're feeling more stress in our life.
I love that, being a good listener. We're going to talk more about how to listen to your body and de-stress when we come back from break. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight we're talking with Michelle Berkland about complementary and alternative medicine research in the fascinating field of neuroscience. We'll take that break and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician and will meet with you in person or by telephone or Skype if you're out of town. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight our guest is Michelle Berkland, doctoral candidate at Bastyr University and researcher in complementary and alternative medicine neuroscience. Well, Michelle, before the break, we were talking about lifestyle and balance and listening to our bodies so that we hopefully preempt going over that edge stress-wise, whether it be at a molecular level or very visibly at a physical level. Let's talk some more about some interventions so that we can, you know, keep this on a positive note. And I want to think about yoga and talk a little bit about a study that I found. It's a little dated. It's from 2007, but that's okay. And it was actually looking at individuals who had some level of depression. They were all diagnosed with major depression that was in partial remission. So chances are many of them, if not all, were on prescription medicines at some level. And these individuals were placed in yoga classes, and there were quite a few. There were, in fact, three different rounds of 20 classes each, so quite a long time, over a year. And there were measurements recorded pre and post classes with regard to emotional state and psychological state, as well as physiologic states. And it turns out that the individuals who took the yoga classes all the way through were found to have less depression, anger, anxiety, and stress, as recorded by the researchers. Now, what's rough about this study for me is that most people want instant gratification. I think that's a fair assumption. And to say that you have to do something for a year and then you receive the benefit doesn't really address the moment. Many people who are stressed out need to de-stress in the moment. They can't wait that long. I want you to comment on this study and that thought, please.
I think that's one of the biggest barriers that we have in naturopathic medicine, too, is that a lot of our solutions or the ways that we integrate medicine is over a long-term period. That's where you see the largest results. But there are a lot of simple things you can do, and I'm sure that they saw improvement at the beginning, but it certainly wasn't as significant at the end, just allowing yourself to relax and giving the patient empowerment, having them attend a class and be with other people and giving them the ability to focus on their own health definitely helps also. And just being aware of yourself and your body and kind of putting your mind back into that state and focusing on what's going on in that moment rather than what's going on in the world can help profoundly. But definitely some of the biggest issues we have is not having that immediate result in naturopathic medicine, but the results are lasting and you can take them with you for a long period of time because it changes your lifestyle and your habits.
You know, I've often thought about it as a phased approach, and right or wrong, to me, in the moment needs to be managed with a phone call to a friend, a walk, a deep breathing, a removal from the stressful scenario, or all of the above. Multimodal is sort of an underpinning of CAM or complementary and alternative mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And then the longer term is for the sustaining gain for life. So maybe there could be sort of a motivational speech, if you will, to a particular issue such as depression or stress, telling the client, we can sort of give you support now I think that, you know, certainly in a scriptural sense, in a spiritual sense, there is prayer, which is incredibly powerful in the moment. There are many moment-driven interventions that can offer very solid support to people.
Definitely.
If they reach out, and again, to listen, the body has to be and the mind has to be in tune with the sort of the nudging that, hey, this isn't normal, and don't just accept that or move toward, you know, something that's unhealthy, but you're going to have to stop and manage it. I think more people would be more apt to try some of these interventions if we were a little bit more educational in our presentation. Do you think?
Oh, definitely. And immediate issues like that should always be addressed, and then establishing a long-term plan too. I think people would feel a lot more hope in general, and especially with natural medicine, when we address everything that we can at that time and help reduce their symptoms, so that they have more hope and more drive to do the long term.
Well, and I think that supplements are another big category that people reach to for solutions. You know, again, I'm a little cautious about that. I think nutrition is extremely important, whole foods, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. value of smart foods and smart eating, with just a few supplements, but not the only. The strategy and the principles can be taught. And as you did with your father, you researched specific needs and you looked for strategies based on your principles, not just sort of throwing the kitchen sink at cancer, which is so easy and so tempting to do. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, I think you were very methodical. I would love to hear more individuals coached and trained in how to be methodical. And sometimes that requires patience. So I'm just sort of getting on my soapbox here for a couple of reasons. I'm seeing a lot of individuals who are trying supplements such as the proteins, the amino acids for memory. I'm seeing a lot of people who are grabbing at perhaps fish oil for everything, and they're taking huge high doses as opposed to really looking for cause and effect, for example, with memory, or, you know, it could be with regard to just general health and vascular health, for example, or cardiovascular health. You know, need a learned intermediary to help you with those doses if you're going to go that route. But that's one of many different options we're talking about tonight.
Oh, definitely. Our first goal in naturopathic medicine, too, is to address the whole person. And before we even think about integrating any type of supplementation, we take into account the person on all levels, emotional state, lifestyle, exercise, and, of course, nutrition. And supplementation is something that is good if there's a deficiency. But a lot of times deficiencies can be fixed through nutrition alone. So supplementation is good for circumstances where you can't get it from your food and all of your other elements of lifestyle and emotional state have been addressed. So,
love it. I love it. And I'm going to say it again. I agree. Many things can be resolved or managed or even prevented through healthy dietary habits, nutrition alone, if we choose that. And sometimes that's painful, costly, not easily accessible, requires some change of habits, but very well worth it in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about some organizations that are involved in researching CAM where it may pertain to memory. Have you got any?
I do. The Bastyr University actually has a neurology clinic, and they're undergoing a couple clinical trials right now. One of them is actually focused in, on Parkinson's, but it's looking at the whole outcome of the disease and how it can even be helped with memory using intranasal glutathione, which is an antioxidant that all of our bodies produce naturally. And also, the Oregon State Health and Sciences University recently started the Brain Institute's Neurology Wellness Clinic, and it's pretty exciting because it's run by naturopaths exploring different CAM treatments.
Wow. Do you have any websites for either of those? Or would we find, would the Bastyr study on intranasal glutathione be found on the NIH? Is this an NIH-sponsored study by chance?
It is.
So can they go to clinicaltrials.gov and find it?
You can.
So let's give that once again. Clinicaltrials, it's S, I believe, .gov, and that's the National Institutes of Health. And I think it's the NCAM, which is the Complementary and Alternative Medicine Office of the National Institutes of Health. So you can find these studies that Michelle is talking with us about tonight. And how about for the Oregon State program?
That's through the university itself. So it's oshsw.edu.
You want to say that again? So oshsu.edu. U.edu. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. How about some good references or other websites for maybe a more general approach to looking at CAM research in the whole field of neuroscience, whatever the interest may be?
Ooh, for overall CAM research, I don't know one off the top of my head for generalized CAM research, but there's always...
Well, I think the National Institute, I think clinicaltrials.gov is probably a good fallback. I know they have certain sections with regard to supplements versus, I would call them more martial arts type activities, which does include Tai Chi, Qigong, perhaps a little bit of yoga. I've seen some healing touch studies on there. These are just general complementary studies, not for just neuroscience, but certainly neurosciences would be included in there. And I think there are, I've actually found a couple of societies, I don't know if these might be of help as well, hoping that they are doing research. The Society for Neuroscience is one that I found, as well as the International Brain Research Organization. So for want of another website, these are two organizations that might be good places to start, and I would Google them, listeners, if you're interested. And once again, that's Society for Neuroscience and the International Brain Research Organization. So, Michelle, where can listeners go for more information on you and the research that is being done at Bastyr?
So for me personally, I don't have anything published at this point, but I have some videos that describe a lot of potential uses and clinical trials for the neuroprotective effects on ashwagandha and its effects on how it could be applied for neuroplasticity and stroke patients or brain traumas or other brain cancers. And you can just find that on YouTube. Using neuroprotective effects of ashwagandha.
Awesome. We're all out of time, and I want to thank our guest, Michelle Berkland from Bastyr University, for being with us tonight and talking about neuroscience.
Thank you very much.
We're going to end with the quote of the week, and this is from Paracelsus, and I quote, "The art of healing comes from nature, not from the physician. Therefore, the physician must start from nature with an open mind," end quote. I thought that was very appropriate for today in the world of naturopathic medicine. Thanks again, Michelle, for being with us. This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of Rx Integrative Solutions. Please visit my website at rxintegrativesolutions.com for more information on my personalized consultations for health and wellness. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear Eleanor Lockman, owner-instructor of Art of Ballroom Dancing, who will be talking with us about the healing power of ballroom dancing. So, gentlemen, you too can listen on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m. on Faith and Friends Radio for your holistic health.